listener production.
Hey, it's me, Ursula Carlson. Welcome to today's episode of More Than Enough Already, where I'm simply giving you more complaining, more venting, more swearing, the works, all of the above, but with a little help from my good friend Nazim Hussain,
what?
Who likes to complain just as much as me, which is saying something. Well, actually, I don't complain. Do you complain?
We don't complain so much.
But of course, there's a cherry on top. Each episode will wrap up with you, my beautiful, sexy podcast complainers. So get your aggression on. Let's get stuck into today's episode. Be angry with me.
I know you're not lying.
Are you enjoying the show?
More than enough already.
Shut up.
Oh, shush.
Welcome to another episode of More Than Enough Already.
So much more.
So much more, and this might be the last one.
Could be. Like, not forever. Like, I'm sure we'll do it again.
We'll do it again.
It's been a good summer.
It's been a great summer.
Look at the tan on you, Naz.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Used to be your colour.
I know.
Look at the tan on you.
Your name used to be Nigel. And now it's Naz.
I know, exactly. Bloody hell. I've got something that shits me to tears.
What is it?
I've been on social media and I've just been thinking about the posts that piss me off the most.
Yeah.
And it's people who are having a good life, but they're boasting about it.
Oh.
I know social media is about sharing your best moments, but the idea of boasting doesn't work. It doesn't make me happy.
Yeah.
And so therefore, I don't think it serves a purpose of you sharing your freaking expensive holiday. You're not getting people to like you more.
Mm.
My mum boasts all the time from doing anything on TV or anything on radio, anything.
Yeah.
She will message everyone. Well, I might be on TV. The whole episode, all she's doing is messaging her friends, everybody in the community. Yeah. My son Nazim is on national television talking about this. He is very famous.
Yeah.
And she'll, and I'm like,
why
are you doing
that? That's not boasting. That's mother's pride.
But
that's different.
But she's messaging, she's like, I'm like, why are you messaging these people that you don't like? She's like, I want to show those bitches. I'm like, but they're not going to like you more. They're going to like you less.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually work.
But that doesn't matter because that's not what she's in for. She's not there trying to get their friendship. She's there going, like, she's just proud of you. Like, that's not boasting. If you were doing it, I'd go, fucking calm down, mate.
So what do people, when you, because everybody shut, I shut off. If I'm doing some sick shit, well, I've posted photos of you and me together all the time.
I know.
That's a boast. I also do you right. I don't want people to be like, I like this guy. There's a bit of, you don't get to hang out with Ursula, you loser. She wouldn't hang out with a shitbag like you.
I probably would, actually.
You click your pen too much.
Oh, yeah, no.
Did you know everybody outside of us clicks their pens?
No, they don't.
And they touch their nails a lot?
No, they don't.
Don't worry about any other friends.
Don't try and roll me out. No, I hear what you're saying, but then there's also the flip side. Like, I went to Europe.
Yeah.
And before I went to Europe, everyone goes, you know, because now it's after COVID and people are traveling and doing shit. And now people are going, you know, I hope you're not going to be one of those annoying people that go, look, I'm in Europe. I'm like, well, I'm posting a photo of me on a bike in Denmark. If that triggers you,
okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's good.
That's not boasting. I'm in Denmark and I'm on a bike.
That's okay. You're all right. I'll draw a line there then. There's a balance between sharing your good life and then trying to make people think that you're living a life that you're not.
People who are fake. Okay, this is how I figured it out, right? So many people, the more they post about their family and the more they post about how amazing their relationship is, you go, I give it 6 months to a year before they start posting about how they have to do some self-care and they're working through their separation.
We're still friends.
This is a mutual decision.
Beautiful
you
chapter
know
in our
they're
going
to fucking split up. You know it. I never post anything about my private life on socials. Never. Do you know why? If you Google me, the first thing that comes up is Ursula Carlson's family, Ursula Carlson's wife, Ursula Carlson's.
Same as me.
Yeah. Why do you want to know this shit?
I'm keeping my kids and my wife off there.
The first thing is Ursula Carlson's wife.
Let me see. What does it come up with? Google, where is it?
Ursula Carlson. So it comes up, Ursula Carlson wife, Ursula Carlson tickets, which you can get on ursulacarlson.com or livenation.com.au.
Let me see what comes up. So where is it?
It's
Ursula Carlson.
Have you recently deleted everything because of all your porn on there?
Ursula Carlson wife. Is Ursula Carlson single? Ursula Carlson Netflix partner. Wedding photos, and then Perth 2023. People are less interested
in my show
tickets.
They just want me.
Oh god, let me see mine. Uh-oh. Nazim Hussein, new wife.
Yeah, I've got Nazim Hussein wife. Is Nazim Hussein Sri Lankan? Does Nazim Hussein have children? What nationality is Nazim? Who is the Sri Lankan actor?
Oh, yeah, here. Okay, people also ask, oh, that's weird. Yeah, that's why you got to keep them up. They're a weird freaking people.
That's why I don't, because I never thought about it. Oh, yeah, Nazim Hussein's new wife, Nazim Hussein's wife, Nazim Hussein's daughter, Nazim Hussein's Instagram, Nazim Hussein's family, Nazim Hussein's first wife. That is the one.
Not one thing about tickets.
About your tickets, which he has on his website or LiveNation.com.
You know what I should do is I should write an article about my wife and make her wear a T-shirt with my ticket link on her.
Like, yeah.
But you know what? This is going to be the most sort of sciencey, or like, I feel like this is actually me bringing something of worth to the show.
Yeah.
It's a research piece, Ursula.
Okay. Get ahead of me.
It's called the status symbol paradox.
Mm.
We've just elevated the show. I feel like I've just done that, and you're welcome.
Okay. What does that mean?
Okay. I want you to picture you're about to go to a wedding, all right? Yeah. You're all dressed up. I don't know. What would you wear to you're going to a wedding?
Depends, you know. Sometimes there's instructions and it says come casual. Like at our wedding, I said wear shorts and thongs, you know, flip-flops, because it was in summer.
Okay, so. It's one where it's like a black tie. What's the equivalent?
So, so I'll probably wear a suit or an evening dress if it's in the evening.
Okay, so you dress really well.
Real nice, yeah.
Real nice. Now, let's go. There's two cars in the driveway. Which one are you going to take? There's the Bentley or a Porsche or some freaking sick high-end car.
I'll go the Bentley because it's higher.
Or the Camry. What are you taking?
No, I'm going the Bentley.
Going the Bentley. All right. Get in, drive there. You arrive at the wedding. Now I want you to, you're not Ursula anymore. Well, you're not Ursula. Okay, you're Ursula again, but now you're a guest in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting there on the table. Or you're sitting there at the front. You're standing probably, and you're watching guests arrive.
Mm.
A Camry rocks up and a Bentley rocks up. Mm. Who do you want to be friends with more, the people coming out of the Camry or the Bentley?
Probably the Camry.
Exactly. And that's what the study showed. That people want to be friends with the Camry people more, but everybody wants to be in the Bentley. So showing off your status and shit has the opposite effect.
I see.
No one likes you, which is why I reckon, you know, people probably like you a bit because you talk shit. You're not always posting photos of you on a private jet.
No, because I'm not that kind of gal.
You know, even though you live in this sick ass mansion, you've got that like
kind of. I've got a 3-bedroom tiny house.
That's the pretend home that you take the photos where you're like, I'm just like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like right now, people can't see the guy who you sit on the back of him. You don't walk. He just.
That's not. Takes none of this shit is true, Nazim.
I'm just trying to say. Like, basically, like, you keep it real. But if you were just boasting all the time, no one would like you.
But I think, and this is the thing, people can see through that bullshit. Like, you know how sometimes, and I didn't realize this till I started in comedy, because I was 32 when I started in comedy. And I up until then, I never met anyone who had been on TV or radio or whatever. And you know how sometimes you just click with someone that's on TV. Mm. Like, say, Sam Pang. Everyone loves Sam Pang.
Everyone loves Sam Pang. Hughie.
Everyone loves Sam Pang.
Sam
right?
Pang.
Then you watch him and you go, I just love him. I don't know. You can't put your finger on why you love him. You just love him.
Yeah.
Then I met Sam, and it's because he's literally one of the nicest fucking people on the planet.
And
you
go,
it comes through. Mm. Like, you can just sense he's just a good person. Then sometimes you see someone and you go, I don't know why, but I don't fucking like him. You just don't like him. Then you meet them in person and you go, oh, because you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And you can sense that. Like, your person can, your soul can sense it right through a TV.
And then the same on radio.
You listen to people and you go, I've never met this person, never seen them like in person, but I just don't fucking like them. I just don't gel. And then you meet them and you go, oh yeah, you're a bad
scene. Then you meet them, or like some scandal will come out and you're like,
knew it.
I knew it.
Yeah, this is why I never gelled with this person. Sometimes people go, are you watching this and this show? And you go, no, because I don't like the person on there. But then you feel like a butt because then people go, oh, do you know them? You go, no, I don't. I just don't fucking like them.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when you meet them in person, you go, ah, you're a cunt.
Yeah.
This is why.
And actually, yeah, there are rich people who I like, even though I like watching, even though they're rich, because they're just kind of a bit, they're authentic and stuff.
Like the royal family, because you're quite outspoken of your love for the royal family.
I love them.
You're always talking about Will and and Kate. I've got to be honest.
Since like Harry's had his fall from grace or whatever, yeah. I kind of like him more because it's more human to yeah. to fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, but we do have in our industry secret cunts.
Oh yeah.
You know, and who the public thinks is just really likable and warm.
Yeah. You're like they're not.
But in the industry, everybody sees them behind the scenes and like,
Yeah. But see, I think it does show. And when you're on stage, like some people. Just keep, you know, like they never get over that sort of, you know, because like you can do, say, 200-seater rooms yeah. and then there's almost like that cusp that you have to go over and then suddenly poof, you're doing the theatres, right? Mm. But then some people just never get over that cusp when you go, they can work for years and years and years and you go, why is that? You go, because the audience don't know why, but they just sit there and they go, I don't like this person.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not coming back. Because it's pure. The interaction is pure. Mm. They're sitting in the room, their phones are in their pockets or in their bags, and they're just watching you. And all they do is take in your energy for an hour. And if that energy is a little bit off in any way, shape, or form, you're never fucking seeing them again. Because they're leaving, they go, it was funny, but something wasn't right. I didn't feel it.
Yeah.
It's like when you have a nice meal, but you know you're getting food poisoning.
It's just like when you just hang out with someone. Yeah, it's like...
You're definitely getting the shits.
I reckon that's what, like, dating and getting to know someone is more just about... You know what they say? It's not about what you say. It's about how they make you feel and the vibe and all this stuff. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so boasting. I think that's something, I don't know. Maybe it's not boasting. Maybe it's about people being inauthentic.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I mean, look, you know what? I love when my mum does that, do I want to show these bitches? Because I'm like, yeah, good. Like, I feel like at least my life is something that she can now use to slap bitches in the face.
Yeah, my mum tells everyone, like, she's one of my biggest champions, and that's their job. That's not boasting. She's just being your champion. It's like, if you were doing it, if you were messaging everyone going, hey, don't forget, I'm on national TV, bitches. You know.
Okay, do you want me to stop messaging you?
That'll be great, actually. Yeah. Like, Giz is on the project again tonight. It's like, I get it. You're there every fucking night.
Mm.
Oh, it's not you, is it?
No, it's not me.
That's so. You know what? Whenever people mistake you for one lead, I'm like, how can you? Do you have eyes in your fucking head?
I'm going to be honest about this because it is very funny. I've always found, like, initially it was kind of. Funny slash a little bit annoying that people confuse me for a lead because it's like, oh, yeah.
You guys look nothing alike.
Nothing alike. Nothing. Okay. This is me. I hope this is not where our friendship ends. But this is... Hughesy, we have a problem. Television show. Panel show. I was on there. It was me, Hughesy. I can't remember who else. And I was sitting next to Denise Scott. Yeah. Talking to her, having back and forth banter over the course of like a 2-hour record.
Yeah, it's a long record.
Yeah, in the middle of telling me a story, I was like, no, Judith. Da, 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 da. And she's like, wait, did you just call me Judith? And I was like, yeah. Oh. And obviously the audience laughed. And I was like, oh, shit. Because in my brain, I've clearly put her in the bucket with like
white,
older white woman comedian. Yeah. Oh, what about even at the Live Nation rap party? Oh, my God. I confused. Oh, my God, this is so bad.
Tell me.
You know, you bring gifts for everybody that's worked on your show? Yes. I brought a present each. I have 5 presents and 5 cards.
Yeah.
And I gave a present to Beck, to Hannah Watkins, our publicist, to Ella. And then I can't remember who. Anyway, I ended up giving a present to Claire Hammond, who works in the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
And you thought her name was Sarah.
And I was like, here you go, Claire. Thanks so much. And she's like, oh, Naz, you shouldn't have. Seriously, you shouldn't. That's so kind. And then I was like, oh shit. Yeah, that is she works at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Yeah. She's not one of my producers. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I've confused it for someone else. So I took back the card. I was like, oh, hang on a second. One second, that card's wrong card. And anyway, so she was like really happy to have that present. Beck saw, a little bit drunk, and was like, Nazim, I know what you've done. Everyone, there's like 40 people in there. Everyone, Nazim does this all the time. He confuses white women. And he goes, I was like, Beck, shut up, Beck. And she's like, he thought you were.
That's how I know it was Sarah that you fucked up because I was there. It was so funny.
It was so bad. Yeah. It was like, what could I say? There's nothing I could say. Yeah. It was honestly one of the most.
Nazim is saying racist.
I don't know why.
Yeah, listen, not all white women are the same fucking person.
I don't know why.
Thank God.
But I'm also. Gosh. Yeah.
I mean, it happens. But I just. So maybe cut people slack when they call you Wally.
I don't. I actually don't. I don't. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
It's a compliment for me because he's smart. But when people call him Nazim, like.
He's probably going to come now.
I know.
All right. We're going to take a caller.
Mr. Bogue.
Jason
Bogue.
Jason Bogue.
Oh, yeah. That's a new.
Born. Mm. Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Jason and see what shits him to absolute Hello. Fucking tears. Hey, Jason. All right.
I love his energy already.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fantastic. How are you two?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm moist now. Thank you.
Oh, nice. Where are you calling from?
Melbourne, Australia, sadly.
Hey. Oh, my God. We're in Melbourne too. Calm down. Fuck. Could have been much worse. You could have been in Townsville, my friend.
Oh, no. I grew up in a little town called Epping in Melbourne.
Yeah. That's the end of a train line.
That is the ghetto. That's where all the bogans come from. That's what it is.
What shits you to absolute tears, Jason?
I worked retail for 15 years, and literally when someone, a Christian, tells me to go to hell, I'm like, bitch, I've been there. I was there for 15 years. I ain't scared.
Yeah.
What kind of retail?
I worked in a little store where people would come in and get curtains cut to size and measure them, and without fail, I was ranting to producer Nat. I feel so bad for her.
No, she loves it.
Oh, she's fucking great. But every single day, they'd be like, oh, I didn't know I was coming to this specific store that sold curtains today. So I didn't measure anything, but I took a photo of every single fucking window I have.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm a homosexual, ma'am. I don't know the size of a fucking window. I go to a lesbian.
Yeah, I was going to say, they should have employed a lesbian. I go, oh, you're talking about the 1.8 by 3.4. I get you.
So do they expect you to just look at a photo on a mobile and give them the exact size?
Yeah.
Every single time. And this words, I'm getting them put on my tombstone 100%. Oh, it's just a standard size window. So by the end of the 15 years, I just started to fuck with people. They'd be like, oh, it's just a standard size window. So I'd put on the gayest voice. Oh, there's, well, I'm a standard homosexual. How many times with me are there?
How did you last 15 years in a job with responses like that?
I think because I got to play the minority card. If HR called me and I was just like, oh, just so you know, I'm the only fat person in the store. Be nice to me.
Get away with just shitting on the customers.
Look, I think if anyone, like if I meet anyone who's never worked retail or has never worked in hospo, I don't trust that person. You need that experience. You need, it sort of tests you to see how far you can be pushed without headbutting someone straight in the fucking mouth.
Yeah, I think a lot of the time we all hang out with, everybody hangs out with people that they want to hang out with.
Yeah.
But when you work retail, it's like, hello, world. Yeah. I don't know who I'm going to deal with.
Who's going to come in?
But you have to find a way to deal with them because you've got to sell them something.
I mean, if you're an accountant or if you work in whatever industry you're in, you're only dealing with other people like you.
Yeah.
But retail, Jesus, take the wheel.
It's just like
every motherfucker can come through that door.
It's an open house.
Yeah. It's like, all right, you can have a serial killer, a nun. Sometimes I'm cross over there. You know, and it's like you're not allowed to punch anyone. You have to be polite. Fuck.
And all the rules that you're taught as a kid, like when you don't talk to strangers, if someone looks weird, cross the road.
Yeah.
It's the opposite. You are paid
to approach. Yeah.
To go to the danger.
No.
It messes with your wiring, but you come out better.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best because I do drag at night. Let's be honest, by the end of the 15 years, I didn't care about the job. So sometimes I'd rock in like half my drag face was still on. I smelled like a dumpster and they'd be like, how are you? And I'm just like, alive.
Yeah. How am I? Fucking here. That's how I am.
Did you ever, if a customer shat you, did you ever sell them like some ugly curtains and convince them that they were really trendy?
Oh, no, I would cut them wrong on purpose.
Oh, my God. Make them a bit short.
And they bring them back and they're like, oh, their measurements are a little bit off.
Good, that's like, a standard size, bitch.
You asked for standard.
Remember you told me you didn't measure and we were just guessing? Yeah. Well, and she's like, no, I measured. It was in inches. I said, ma'am, the last thing I measured in inches was my boyfriend. I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
And how many inches are we talking?
12. That's why it's a pain in the ass.
Oh, I was talking about the curtains. No. That's why it's a pain in the ass.
That is a standard window.
Yeah, it's a standard. Oh, one of the worst was we had a guy once. He looked, and I'm not kidding, I don't watch that much TV, but I've seen Everybody Loves Raymond. He was the exact double of the guy that plays Ray Barone, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ray Romano, did you say?
Yeah, the main guy.
So oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
He literally had a nose bigger than my will to live.
Bigger than my will.
He went around And he had a problem. He's like, when I get the Venetians home, they smell. I'm like wood. And he goes, yeah. I'm like, all right. That's what they're made from, sir. And he went around, and I'm not kidding, for 3 days we watched him on security camera. He opened every single wooden Venetian we had and sniffed them.
God. But you know what, Ursh, that's like your type of guy. Ursh has a very sensitive nose.
I have a very sensitive nose, but it's a perfect little nose. Like my profile of my nose.
It looks very
exactly
good.
Exactly what a nose should be. Mm. That's the kind of mold that Jesus used, you know, if he was real.
My mum says we've got a chupa nose in our family. Can you see? I don't even know what it means, but does it look chupa?
Yeah.
Like a bit.
It looks like chupa sounds.
Yeah. You didn't even need to describe what it is.
You could describe a dick as, oh, that's a chopper dick.
Chopper?
That's like a chode.
I reckon you have a chopper face as well. Like someone's got like a bit of a squashed face.
Yeah, those pudding faces.
Yeah.
You go, oh, that looks a bit like a pudding face. You don't know what a pudding face looks like, but you know it when you see it.
Babies all come out with chopper faces.
Yeah.
I used to be morbidly obese. I had a pudding face, 100%. They're like, who's that? And I'm like, I don't know, but he looks hungry. And it was my
Oh, my God. Oh. Jason, thank you so much for calling us.
Anytime.
You're an absolute delight, and I'm glad you're out of retail. Or that retail. Wow.
Well.
I mean, retail, honestly. I have to tell you, a friend of mine, he used to work in Miller's.
Miller's is the
the shop for old ladies.
Oh, okay.
That's every blouse your mum will ever wear from Miller's. Once your mum's over 55, Miller's is like a fucking magnet for a mum.
I've seen it. Yeah.
And she goes, I cannot tell you how many people shit in the dressing rooms.
What?
Yeah.
She goes, take a shit in the
dressing room. Take a shit in the dressing room. We're not talking once in a while. She goes, people shit in their dressing rooms so often.
Is it just because they can't hold it?
Fuck knows. I think it's an age thing. It's a privacy, like you're in a box finally.
You know, it's like in the
And also, you know, so it's like everyone pisses in the shower, right? Like, and then sometimes when you take your clothes off and the shower's warming up, your bladder immediately goes, ooh, I need to get in there and have a piss.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're listening to this and you go, I don't piss in the shower, stop fucking lying to yourself.
You liars.
We all piss in the shower. That's how it is. And I actually said to a friend of mine, who's a really good friend, I said, you know, we all have, sorry, I'm steering off the pissing thing now. But
we have a lot of structure in this show.
Yeah, I know. Sorry to go off topic here. But I said to this friend of mine, I said, you know, when the Queen died, I always, because I have this thing in my head where I'm like, oh, I'm always thinking about the common denominator, the thing we all do. I don't give a fuck who you are, your stature in society, your age. We all do the same shit at some point. Like we all, when you take the yogurt lid off, we lick the yogurt lid.
Yes.
That's how you do it. Yeah. I don't give a fuck who you are. Yeah. If you work in hospital, the biggest challenge is when you take something off is like, don't lick it. Don't lick it. People are looking. Like, so I used to think
Never thought about that. Yeah, that's like holding in a sneeze.
I thought about the Queen all the time. Whenever I saw her at a function, I go, I bet that bitch licks a yogurt lid real good. And then, you know, and that was just a thought that I had. Then I said to this friend when she died, I go, it's so funny. I'm probably going to stop having that thought now about the Queen licking the yogurt lid. And he goes, yeah, we all do the same shit. Like we all shit in the shower. Yeah. I go, what?
Wait.
And he goes, yeah.
Shit
and
in then, the shower?
Yeah. He goes, and then he showed me.
Uses his heel?
He showed me with his foot. The front of his foot, he goes, then you just tap it through the hole. I'm like, no, bro, no. And he goes, what? And you could tell he was really surprised. And he goes, what? And I go, no one shits in the shower. And he goes, no, I was just kidding. I could fucking tell he wasn't kidding.
He shits in the shower.
I'm like, and then I used to think, I don't know why this guy, he's such a nice guy, but he's always single. He's always single. I'm like, now I know. Because the next person that goes in and has a shower, that heat hits that pipe and you're like, someone's had a shit in the shower.
That is honestly so bad.
That's too much. We all piss in the shower, but do not shit in the shower.
Don't shit in the shower.
No, it's normal to piss in there.
I can't believe you need to say that out loud to anyone.
It's not right. Yeah, no. And the minute you have to tap anything down the drain, you've gone too far.
Don't shit in the shower. Don't have a shower in the toilet. Simple.
I mean, sometimes you can wash your feet, I guess. Thank you for listening.
It's perfect shape. Slip it your foot in. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a wrap for this week's episode of More Than Enough Already. But I think it's important that I mention that I'll be back with a fresh new season of That's Enough Already in March with a lineup of guests that would make even Oprah go, that's impressive. Bish, that is impressive. See you then.
Listener.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nazim Hussain, and I, along with
Ursula Carlson,
we're going on tour.
Yes, we are. We're doing shows, and we're making people laugh.
Yeah, on stage, okay? Mm. You don't have to listen to the podcast. You can just come and see us in the flesh.
Real life.
Can't touch us.
You can smell us.
You can't throw things at us. But you can
definitely sniff us.
Sniff us.
Come and see our comedy.
LiveNation.com.au for tickets.
Or our websites, which is our names with a .com at the end.
Or just stalk us on socials.
Google us. Find out our first wives, second wives, third wives. We're looking for wives.
We are. If you're doing enough research, you'll be able to find out where we live and just follow us around.
I will dox. If you send me a DM, I will send you Nazim's address.
I'll send you Ursula's address.